been my friend for so long. You were right and I was wrong. I can't repay all the love you've given me. You were my friend when no one cared. I was alone, but you were there. Lord, you're the best thing that ever happened to me. I owe it all to you, Lord. All I have is you, Lord. Take my life and make me what you'd have me be. I'm your child and you're my father. I'm the clay and you're the potter. Lord, you're the best thing that ever happened to me. For a treasured, for a dream, all this I'm sure you've given me. When trouble comes, you're always there to make me smile. Let come what may, thy will be done. I love you, Jesus, God's only Son. Lord, you're the best thing that ever happened to me. When I was sinking in despair, I called for help and you were there. You saved my soul, forgave my sins, and set me free. Now when I stumble and almost fall, you always answer when I call. Lord, you're the best thing that ever happened to me. I owe it all to you, Lord. All I have is you, Lord. Take my life and make me what you'd have me be. I'm your child and you're my father. I'm the clay and you're the potter. Lord, you're the best thing that ever happened to me. Now, Brother Jim would probably tell you that it's harder for him to preach as a young minister as anybody could ever be. But I'm going to tell him this. For the first time that I heard him, you're going to thank that from now on ever how many years the Lord is going to leave you here.
Lord, help him, God, we pray.
I know this morning, as much as I know that I'm in your presence, he said, without me, you can do nothing. That's about as plain as Scripture could put it. And it don't just mean in preaching only. It means everything in our walk here in this life and this world. Without him, you are nothing. So this morning, if you don't know him, and the pardon and the remission of your sins, this would be as good a day as you could ever have or find to be able to start calling up on him. My mouth's real dry. Just pray for me a few minutes. Not going to be in your presence that long, but I'll stay as long as he would have me to stand here. I am weak, but thou art mighty. Hold me with thy powerful hand. That's how we all are here today. We all have a job here. Brother Kenny, you sisters, you're as important to this church or any church as any brothers are.
Amen.
We're children of God. We're some brothers, some sisters. But we're all brothers in the Lord. Sure as we're here this morning. I know sometimes that we try to separate God's people that are scattered out into different denominations. But listen today, this Bible teach me that he is no respecter of person, Brother Junior. Wherever you are today, and you are troubled in your heart, there ain't but one source that you can go to ever find peace for your soul. His name is Jesus. Jesus of Calvary, that left the glories that his Father had. Listen today, Brother Junior, he left at his Father's house. He come down here knowing, Brother Fred, that he was going to hang up on the cross, that he was going to shed his blood, but for one purpose only, and that was for every man or woman that has been up on this planet, everyone that will be up on this planet, he come to save that which was lost. How many was lost? All has sinned and come short of his glory. Listen today, but he's still standing with outstretched arms. He's still saying, come on to me, all you ends of the earth. Listen, be ye saved, for I am God, and besides me there is none other. Listen today, we try sometimes to separate the Godhead. You can't separate them, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, and these three are one, equal in power and in glory. Listen today, if you preach here, it'll be because the Spirit of the Lord that blesses you. If you pray here today, it'll be the Spirit of the Lord that will bless you to pray. Whatever you do here in this world, you have to be. It has to come by the Spirit of the Lord. That's his way. That's his means of talking to us. No wonder you quoted the scripture. Jesus said, no man cometh unto me except my Father that sent me draw him. Then he turned around and said, no one can go unto the Father except by and through me. You can't get to heaven without Jesus. You can't get to heaven without the Father. You can't get to heaven without the Holy Ghost. And I know there's people that believes that you can be saved then a few days or a few weeks that you receive the Holy Ghost. That's the erroneous doctrine that's being preached. You couldn't be saved if any one of them, Brother Junior, was missing. No man cometh unto me except my Father that sent me to all hell. I'm out of wind. And I'd rather be here. I'd rather stand here when I can feel the presence of the Lord and be hungry in every way. There's nothing. There's nothing no greater, no feeling. This young sister back here, we baptized her about 3 weeks ago over in Montgomery County. And I know how she feels, though mine was 30 years ago. We'll be the 28th day of October. You know, you ask yourself, how do you remember that day? I don't only remember that day. I remember within 5 minutes of the time, about 10:30, five rows back here in this church house, that I felt him come in and take up his abode. I felt the load that I'd been carrying a long time roll back. But I never dreamed that morning when I walked in here, a sinner lost, ruined, and undone, that I would leave here a child of the King. Oh, listen today. It's such a small thing for him to look down and say, thy sins, which are many, I freely forgive. Bless his holy name that he come in the volume of the book to do the will of his Father. He paid for what we couldn't pay for. We had nothing to pay with. We were lost, ruined, and undone. And listen, when he said, thy sins, which are many, I freely forgive. Listen, at that very moment in your life, you was made a new creature in Christ Jesus the Lord. That very minute, you obtained eternal life. Don't you worry if you got it about losing it next week or next month. Why? Because he said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. Listen today. We may sometimes get cold here in this old body. But I assure you, he still lives down in every child of God that they ever was or ever will be here in this world. You look on to the high hills of heaven from where your help comes from and say, Lord, don't matter what it is, he can cure it. He can take care of it. Listen, the afflictions of this old body here, I've been here a long time, and I know that it ain't going to be long until I'm going to hear him say, come, you blessed of my Father, enter you into the joys of the Lord. Listen today, where we dwell here is nothing but a dressing room to put on the robe of righteousness, to feel him when we go to bed, feel him when we get up in the morning. Be able, don't matter, you could be out here alone. As Brother Terry, I heard him say so many times about mile marker 146 or whatever it was. Listen today. What took place there that's so vivid in his mind? Same thing that took place for me sitting back here. Same thing that took place for you, Brother Junior, back here in this church house. This church is dear to me. It everly will be. But God's churches are dear to him wherever they are. Don't ever get in your mind that this little handful of old regular Baptists or United or Primitive is all that's going to heaven. You're bad mistaken. And listen, I'd have to tell you, a long time ago, if somebody would ask me that, I'd have thought, yeah, you got to be an old United. Why? Because I was raised old United. I didn't know nothing about regular Baptists.
Amen.
And it didn't make any difference. What I knew is what had been done for me down on the inside, Brother Terry. And I thought so many times, Lord, why is it this way? Why can't we reach out unto everyone that is in trouble on account of their sins? You just look sometimes at our houses. They're about half full. And look what a troubled world we're living in today. We're in the very evening hours. There's no doubt in my mind about that. But yet we know not the hour or the day that He's coming. But everything leads to everything that this book sets forth. We're in the very closing times here. I've been blessed to see all of my children come.